now joined with head coach of the Scott City Lady Beavers, Lori A. Stryers. Our team loses a tough one here tonight by the final of 58-37. Coach, thanks for joining us here. Just in the first quarter, you guys really started out well once again, up 12-9, your first lead after a quarter of play this year. But second and third quarters, just a couple of dry quarters there for your team, and you find yourself down 40-23 going the fourth quarter, but too much to overcome tonight.
Yeah, we actually started out good. I think it was our best start out of all three nights. Finally got a lead after one quarter, so I thought, you know, we were going to keep it up, but our turnovers, once again, that we couldn't correct without having practice really hurt us tonight.
You're correct there, and it just seemed like the shots just weren't falling. You guys had some good shots in the ball game.
Yeah, and that's what tonight was the first night that those shots hadn't really fallen. Kelly and Shanae both had good looks, and Bailey was getting a lot of good looks tonight. They just weren't falling for us tonight.
Kelly got into foul trouble in that first quarter, and then Janessa got in that foul trouble in the second quarter, really, especially when Janessa out of there really took your inside game away from you.
Yeah, we were looking for her a lot tonight. Every time she got the ball, she was either going to the free throw line or she made that basket, and we always look for her to rebound. She was a little quiet tonight on the rebounds, I think. Not as good as she had been the last two nights, but, you know, we always need her on the inside.
It seems like with your team, I've noticed through the first three games, you guys are at your best is when with your guards attacking and drawing fouls, and then it seems like things just kind of unravel a little bit when they're out there dribbling in the half-court offense.
Yeah, actually, tonight's our half-court offense kind of killed us. We were attacking the basket a lot more. We were going to the free throw line. And you know, once again, those shots weren't going. We couldn't even make free throws tonight.
Yeah, that's tough when those can't go. But Janessa Lowenthal bounced back at a career-high 20 points tonight. And Janae Amy had some good looks. Kelly Wyckoff had some good looks tonight. Just couldn't fall, but... And then you have Megan Thornberg. She's just all over the court there, and you can tell she's pretty pooped by the time she checks out.
Yeah, she is, and she works her butt off on the defensive end whenever she is in there. We need more of that. A lot of girls off the bench to step up and give those other girls a rest at times.
Well, it's 0-3 now for you guys, but you have an opportunity to get a win before Christmas break. It's kind of nice. You'll get to go back to the drawing board practice gym next week for four nights, and then you have Ulysses at home. And what are some things that you're going to work on, maybe emphasize a little bit more next week?
We got to limit our turnovers. You know, just silly errors that we're making over and over again. I don't know how much practice that will take because it's all mental. It's up in their head. You know, you can't practice too many of those turnovers of, like, stepping out of bounds after a rebound, knowing where you are on the court. Defensive-wise, we definitely need to work hard. We're not stopping the ball. We got the ball running behind us. Our backs turn to the ball a lot of times. So we definitely need to work on defense and also our situations. There's several times that the girls didn't know what was going on, what offense we were in, or at the end of a quarter, what we need to run. So we need to work on all of that this week.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, thanks for stopping by. Another tough loss, but you have an opportunity to win one next week. Once again, thanks for stopping by here at the break.
Thank you.